Good morning. So today is Ascension Sunday when we celebrate that the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross for us, and then he rose again, and he was with the disciples for 40 days, and then what? He returned back to heaven. Now, does anybody know where was Jesus when he ascended into heaven? Anybody know the place? It's in the Bible. Are you ready? It's on a mount. Oh, nice. Very good. That's exactly right. The Mount of Olives. And so I brought this. In case anybody wasn't sure, I was going to give you this hint. This is a can of black olives. Who here likes black olives? Kids? That's not their food group, apparently. Let me ask the grown-ups, who out here likes black olives? I love them. You guys got to give these things a try. But this, I see some faces up here, too. And one escapee. Sorry. So that reminds us of Jesus ascending in heaven. What's this? Green olives. These are a jar of green olives. Do you guys, anybody here like green olives? Do you really? You don't like black olives, but you do like green? Let me ask you adults, who out here likes these olives? I think these are terrible, right? So anyway, I love black olives. So here's a fun thing. I didn't know this till I went to Israel. Do you guys know what's the deal between black olives and green olives? Does anybody know? Does anybody out here know? Well, I got it. Yes, different color. So what's funny is I always thought it was a different fruit, and it's not. This is the exact same fruit as this. If you take it off the tree early, it's green, and if you leave it on the tree to ripen, it becomes this. So you leave it on the tree to ripen, it becomes delicious, but if you take it off too early, it's sour and terrible. But anyway, that might be my personal opinion. Now, if you squash it up, what do you get? What's that? Olive oil. Does anybody here like olive oil? I bet your mom cooks with it sometimes, right? This is delicious. Now, the reason I mention this is olive trees are all over Israel, right? Jesus would hang out on the Mount of Olives because an olive grove is a nice, quiet, serene place. And here's a funny thing about olives. Olive trees live almost forever, not literally forever, but some olive trees, they say, lived up to 3,000 years. Did you guys know that? Look that up, 3,000 years. That means on the Mount of Olives, there's some trees that were there when Jesus was there, and that's pretty cool, right? So on the Mount of Olives, Jesus ascends back into heaven where he sits next to God the Father on the throne. Now, take a peek at our rear window, or front window, I should say. What's going on in that? That is Jesus ascending to heaven, so that's exactly right. And we have that there because what's the name of this church? Mount Olives. So let me ask you something. You can see all around the edge where the blue and the green is, there's these little ovals. What do you think those are?
Olives.
So they could be olives to say that he's on Mount Olives, and they could be grapes to remind us of the sacrament of the altar. So which do you think it is? The answer is, I don't actually know. What do you guys think it is? I think it's olives. But whichever one, if it helps you think of the sacrament of the altar, good. If it helps you think of our Lord ascending to heaven, that's just as good. But we remember today that our Lord Jesus died and rose again from the dead, and then he ascended into heaven where he sits with God the Father. All right, so where was he? Mount of Olives. Excellent. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots. In congregation, we sing the hymn of the day.